The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports Show, where we explore the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
I'm Scarlett Fu.
And I'm Damian Sassauer.
The NHL playoffs, stands for National Hockey League, are here. And for the first time since the 2017-18 season, the New Jersey Devils are back in it.
Sing with the hat-trick.
Oh, you love to see it.
Mercer gets a hat-trick on the rebound. And for just the second time in franchise history, the Devils have won 13 in a row. Jack Hughes has more points than any Devil in history.
You know what? You can't beat the horn when it sounds for a goal in a hockey game. I love that horn. Even the train horn is not as cool as that. I love that.
Yeah, it just gets you all excited, right? And there's good reason to be excited, too, because the Devils pulled off one of the biggest turnarounds in NHL history. They went from 63 points in 2022 to 112 this past year.
Yeah, and they won 52 games. That's tied for second most in the league, Scarlett.
Sure did. And here to talk about the success of the year and the excitement around battling their cross-river rivals, the New York Rangers.
Yay.
In the opening round.
Oh, Lord. Sorry.
We welcome, I'm sorry, Jake Reynolds. New Jersey Devils president Jake Reynolds, welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports.
Thank you, Michael, Damian. I appreciate it. Scarlett, I still love you.
Well played, my friend.
But that intro got me ready to go. I'm ready to run through a wall.
Well, let's start with that. I mean, you guys, what a turnaround, first of all. And I'm sure the Devils fans are totally excited.
They are. And they have been absolutely incredible all season long. And they've taken it up a level when we're talking playoffs. And then it goes to even another level when you bring in, obviously, the crosstown rivals. But this year has been absolutely incredible. It has been a perfect storm across the board. You mentioned a few of those, obviously, in terms of a franchise record, in terms of wins, a franchise record in points, the greatest turnaround in NHL history from one season to the next. You have the emergence of Jack Hughes as a superstar, setting an organizational record.
After that, even 14 apiece, here's Hughes playing with all kinds of confidence. He roofs it in! My goodness! Jack Hughes, you've got to be kidding me!
And you bring all of that together, and it's just been a perfect storm. And we're having some fun, and our fans have stepped up and responded in an incredible way.
Yeah, the superlatives are so impressive. And I think about how in this first round of playoffs, you're playing your cross-river rival, but you can almost make the argument that you have home ice advantage for the entire series because your players are not going too far when they play their away games either. How important is that home ice advantage in a series like this?
It plays such a big factor. And, you know, there's a number of kind of layers into that. Obviously, just being able to have the comfort of playing in our arena, to having this fan base here, for our players to be able to sleep in their own beds, a couple extra nights. It goes a really long way just in terms of their preparation, the comfort. And then obviously, you add in the fact that this is one market and, you know, it adds to the rivalry, whether it's here at, the Prudential Center and you have some Ranger fans coming in here to liven things up, or, we saw it earlier this year when we were playing at MSG. I was at that game and I'm looking around and I'm seeing, Devils fans kind of throughout the building and chanting Igor. It's what makes this so special, and it's what takes this rivalry to the next level.
Well, Jake, I mean, let's talk about this home ice for a second. Let's talk about the Prue Center. I mean, listen, I mean, an organizational record for ticket sales revenue this year. I mean, up 32% year over year. I mean, half of Devils home games were sellouts. I think you had single game ticket sales setting an organizational record. I mean, talk to us about, what the team looks like, what its prospects look like with these two young stars at the helm here for the Devils, and what your plans are going forward.
Absolutely. And it even goes back a little bit further. When you go back to obviously 2020 and what we experienced as we were going through COVID, and emerging out of that, just some of the impact and the recovery and some of the challenges, obviously, we faced and, you know, in many degrees are still facing in terms of just continuing to get this business back to where it needs to be, attracting big events. But when we look at, you know, the opportunity that we have to, you know, build off of what this team is providing, we've talked a lot as an organization over the course of the last 4 years. We've had a mantra that we want to be 100 point ready, meaning that, you know, even a couple years ago when, you know, we weren't, you know, in the playoffs, mm-hmm. we were preparing for what was coming. And we wanted to make sure from a business side that as this team turned the corner, we were prepared to capitalize on some of the success. And so you're seeing a lot of that come to fruition right now. And I give our team here a tremendous amount of credit being ready. Obviously, Tom Fitzgerald and our hockey operations department have done an unbelievable job in terms of executing that vision. Mm-hmm. And you look at the team that we have on the ice, it's the third, or, you know, it's the youngest team in the NHL. We finished third in the league in terms of our record this year. Our prospect pipeline is deep, and we're looking forward to a 10-year-plus run of being able to compete for a Stanley Cup. So as incredible as this year has been, both on and off the ice, the most exciting part is this is step one in terms of what is going to be a long, fun journey for this organization.
Yeah, the youth is really impressive, certainly. I wonder, and I'm so glad that Damian brought up Jack Hughes, because Jack's little brother, Luke, also joined Jack on the ice after his University of Michigan lost at Quinnipiac in the NCAA tournament. How do you plan to market the Hughes brothers?
You know, it is one of those rare moments and rare gifts that we received. You have someone like Jack who is just an elite generational talent. To be able to have him as a cornerstone to build this franchise around was something unique, special, and very fortunate for us. To then be able to, you know, bring in his brother and draft his brother, who from a talent level is right there, was a top five pick. To be able to bring those two together, obviously on the ice, is incredible just from a talent perspective. And then when you translate that in terms of kind of our storytelling, how we're able to engage our fans, the fun that we're able to have in and around this. And, you know, one of my favorite things I think that we have done is coming out of that draft. Obviously, you've seen the Step Brothers movie poster with Will Ferrell, Riley. You know, we took that, had some fun with it. We put Jack and Luke's face on there. Step Brothers and put Real Brothers. And so it is just a tremendous amount of fun. And I think we're just scratching the surface. And then obviously you got to see Luke play two games here at the end of the regular season. I don't know that he could have had a better entrance in terms of scoring a game-winning goal in overtime, but you just see the response not only from Jack and the excitement that they had, but from the entire team and just the impact and integration that he's going to have.
Well, maybe you can send them into the Catalina wine mixer next, Mike.
Hey, listen, I got it for you. I'm giving it to you now. You can trademark this if you want. The huge Hugheses. How about that? That's yours. I gave it to you, Jake. That's the one right there.
Well, you know, it's
we're
Jake.
Take it and run. I'll give you credit all along the way.
Well, you know, Jake, it's not your first experience, right? Going back to your time with the 76ers organization, right? Joel Embiid, right? I mean, you know, you had the fortunate opportunity of working with a young up-and-coming NBA star. I mean, does this compare to that?
It really is. And, you know, we were fortunate, obviously, as we were going through our process in Philadelphia, that we were able to land a generational talent like Joel Embiid. You obviously see the impact that he has had. He should be the league MVP this year.
Blocked by Embiid! 7 blocks tonight!
And I know that team is well positioned for a very deep playoff run. And a lot of that starts with those cornerstone pieces. And so to be able to have that, to be able to have the experience of seeing that come to life and how we maximize the opportunity there, be able to translate a lot of those learnings to what Jack has meant and the impact that he has had already has been an invaluable experience for us. And, you know, I think that's one of the things, too, that is so unique about this team that we have with the Devils is, you know, you have Jack Hughes, obviously, but then you look at the other core pieces around this. You know, we have, obviously, Nico Hischier, who mm-hmm. is, you know, one of the youngest captains in the NHL. on, signed him to a 7-year contract. You look at Dougie Hamilton, who is here long-term. You look at Jesper Bratt. You have these cornerstone pieces that we're going to be able to build around and build around for a really long time. And the sustainability piece of this is what we were heavily, heavily focused on. This was not a 1-year splash. So, the goal was, how do we build this team to sustainably compete for a Stanley Cup championship for many years to come?
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.
So for our audience, I mean, they should be aware, it was indeed Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment, which appointed Jake Reynolds president of the Devils. You know, obviously HBSE owns the 76ers as well. Jake, is Josh Harris going to buy the Commanders? No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, I say that kind of tongue in cheek because, having been a part of that organization and had the experience of working with organizations like the Giants and the Pacers, what makes this so interesting? What makes the Devils so different? And what makes the NHL, the opportunity that it is and the challenge that it is for you?
I think first and foremost, you touched on it. Obviously, we're very fortunate to have two incredible managing partners in Josh Harris and David Blitzer. Obviously, two titans in their own industry, but then you look at just kind of the ambition that they have in terms of building and growing a sports portfolio that rivals any throughout the world. And, they are competitive. They love this. They invest in it. They're passionate about it. So to be able to have two managing partners that care and invest in this business as much as they do, it puts us in an incredible position. But, you mentioned it, I've been really fortunate to work for some incredible teams, some incredible brands across multiple leagues. One of the things that I love most, obviously, about the Devils, the Prudential Center, and the NHL, one is just the market. We're fortunate to be in the greatest market in the country. To be able to have that, to be able to leverage that is just incredibly impactful. Two is, I love the legacy of the Devils brand. Obviously, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary this year in terms of when this team came to New Jersey. So a relatively young team by many standards. But to have a legacy of three Stanley Cups is very rare and unique. And then the third piece, obviously, is the NHL. I think the NHL has shown tremendous growth over the last several years, and I think it's poised to make another enormous leap this next year and in future years. When you start to look at just the impact that they're having on social, you look at the national TV deals with mm-hmm. ESPN and Turner, the reach overall is being able to draw in more casual fans as well.
Absolutely. I'm curious, though, when it comes to the local broadcasting rights, you air on MSG, which is owned, of course, by James Dolan, who also owns the New York Rangers. So it's an interesting relationship that comes out here when you play your crosstown rivals, but your home broadcast network is owned by your crosstown rivals. Can you walk me through some of that?
It is. And, I'll tell you, first and foremost, MSG they've been incredible partners of ours for a very long time, and obviously have enormous reach in this marketplace. And you look at the different teams they carry, obviously the Devils, you look at the Rangers, they have the Knicks, mm-hmm. they have the Sabres, they have the Islanders. So there is a lot of competition. That's the other thing that also makes this market incredible is you have 11 professional sports teams. Obviously, you have a lot of other entertainment options, but the fact that this market can continue to support and elevate and raise so many different teams when there's so much competition is what makes it unique and special. And MSG obviously has incredible reach and incredible history here. And I think it helps kind of add a little bit of fuel to the rivalry when we're able to have an opportunity like hosting the Rangers in round one of the playoffs.
And Jake, you talk about competition. It extends to, not just to sports, but to entertainment as well, right? Talk to us a little bit about, the influence of the MetLife Center. I mean, I know you guys don't get to have Taylor Swift at the Prue Center in late May. So, you've had Springsteen, the Eagles. Talk to us a little bit about when you're competing for some of those names, the type of talent you see there, what kind of of, you know, obstacles do you encounter? What type of challenges? Is it purely just size and the fact that, you know, the Pre-Center can only handle 16,500 seats? I mean, what does it come down to when you're trying to get that top talent on the entertainment side of the business?
Absolutely. And, you know, we say it all the time here. We are in the big events business here at the Prudential Center. And that's probably one of the areas of the most significant growth over the last few years. You know, we'll set a record this year in terms of number of events hosted at the Prudential Center. We'll host over 200 events. Obviously, you're going to have the stadium component where, you know, 75, 80,000 seats. There are certain artists that are going to want to play those. But when you start to look at the lineup of the big events that we have had come through the Prudential Center just within the last 12 months, it's pretty remarkable. Just within the last couple of weeks, we've had the Eagles, we've had Springsteen, we have UFC coming up here in May, which is going to be an incredible event. We've had Top Rank Boxing, and, you know, a lot of work that our group has put in has been over the last 2.5 years being able to attract those big events back to the state of New Jersey. And that's been incredibly important for us. But to be able to host 200 events in a single year was a big milestone for us. When you start to look at Prudential Center, we were ranked number 5 and number 10 worldwide, respectively, from Pollstar and Billboard, which is really incredible when you think about it. But, you know, being able to attract those events, the VMAs this past year and the year prior were incredible. We are in the big events business, and we're continuing to look for opportunities to grow and expand that.
I want to give a shout out to the regular good old hockey player, because they are some of the toughest players in any of the professional sports. Rich Truman, our extraordinaire producer, came to me and he said, "I got a number of the week for you." And I said, "Okay, what is it?" 75. I'm like, "What, 75? Well, what's that?"
Mm-hmm.
Those are the number of stitches that Winnipeg Jets' Morgan Barron took to the face when he got a skate in the face playing against the Knights. He went off the ice and then came back the next period. I mean, the hockey player, bless their hearts.
Playoff hockey.
Some of the toughest people ever around.
They're like gladiators.
They are. And if you want to, like, you know, you get an injury report, upper body injury, and you're damn lucky to get that. I mean, I just want to salute the hockey player of America. Just like that old beer commercial, I want to salute the hockey player.
They are a special breed. There is no doubt about that. They're right up there with the NASCAR drivers, right, Michael?
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, you did your homework, Jake. Very impressive.
That is impressive, Jake.
You know, I wanted to ask you something because you mentioned that the Devils are celebrating their 40th anniversary. It's a young team, and they've had tremendous success on the ice. Also, they have quite a high profile in pop culture as well. I think about David Putty on Seinfeld and how he was a big Devils fan with his face painting and everything. And I know that in the past, the Devils have hosted Putty for a puck drop on 90s night. So there is that relationship that continues. How do you ensure that you can bring that back? How do you deploy that at opportune moments to keep the Devils in the pop culture consciousness?
Yeah, it's, you know, I think it all starts with just our content. And, you know, a few years ago, we started investing heavily pre-COVID in content, and obviously served us well as we were going through content or through COVID. And we had that COVID cloud that we, you know, could not be hosting events, but we were looking for unique ways to engage our fan base. And pop culture obviously is directly correlated to sports, and they go hand in hand in so many ways. But I give our social media team, our content team, and our digital team here so much credit for the creativity and the work that they put in and finding different ways to connect our brand with pop culture and then being able to translate that to our fan base. And so you see it time and time again, and then you see just the growth in terms of our engagements, and you know there's a correlation there. But our team has done an incredible job of storytelling, of staying relevant, finding new and creative ways to engage influencers and be able to tie that back to our brand in an incredibly authentic way.
Scarlet Fu channeling Martin Brodeur. Unbelievable.
I have a picture of me and Marty Brodeur, by the way.
Do you?
Yeah. Too bad this is not TV. I would, you know, if this were TV, we'd just post it right now.
Lord. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect. Anyway, Jake Reynolds, president of the New Jersey Devils. Huge Hughes's. I'm telling you, that's it, man. It's like, go ahead, run with it, man. Thank you so much.
Trademark it, Michael.
It's done.
I am so glad you joined us for the Bloomberg Business of Sports. Thank you, sir.
Michael, Scarlett, Damian, really appreciate it. Enjoyed being on.
This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. I'm Michael Barr, along with Scarlett Fu and Damian Sassauer. Catch us here each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, exploring the world of money and sports. Catch me on Twitter at Big Barr Sports.
And, of course, you can find me on Twitter at Scarlett Fu.
And I'm on Twitter at DSassauer.
You are listening to the Bloomberg Business of Sports on Bloomberg Radio around the world.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for the Future Investor, Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative, investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.